Hi, this is Nathan W. Bingham, host of Renewing Your Mind, and I want to invite you to join us in Orlando for our Ligonier National Conference. Beginning May 23rd, Christians from around the world will gather to hear biblical teaching and enjoy fellowship together. This year's theme is The Way, the Truth, and the Life. Over 3 days, we'll focus on the person and work of Jesus Christ. To learn more and register, visit ligonier.org/2024. What role should pastors and elders have in my life? I'm here on the Ligonier campus with one of our teaching fellows, Dr. Burke Parsons. So, Dr. Parsons, what role do pastors and elders have in the life of Christians?
That's an important question. Pastors and elders in the New Testament largely have the same role. Pastor, the word pastor, means shepherd, and elders are called to shepherd God's flock. Peter in 1 Peter 5 tells the elders, and speaking of himself as an elder, commands that they would shepherd the flock of God among them. And that implies that the elders, including the pastors, are among the flock of God, because as pastors and elders, we are sheep as well. And we are called to shepherd God's flock. We have to remember that God's flock is God's flock. Ultimately, the congregation that I serve is not my flock. It's not my congregation. It's God's congregation. It's the bride of Christ. It's the flock that belongs to our Lord. And so in the New Testament, pastor is a name that describes those who shepherd God's people. And so pastors and elders in many ways are interchangeable. Pastors are elders and elders pastor. And we are called fundamentally to shepherd the flock of God. And the way in which we do that is by teaching and preaching. And in teaching and preaching, we're also helping to train up God's flock as disciples in Christ and to help them guard against false teaching, to protect them against wolves and against those who would creep in unnoticed, to help God's flock to know not only what they believe, but know who it is they believe, and to know why they believe what they believe, to rely upon the Lord and rest upon the Lord, to depend upon the Lord as they follow the Lord in all of life. So shepherding has a component, as we see from both the Old and New Testaments. We can even see this from Psalm 23 and from John chapter 10, as Jesus describes himself as our chief shepherd, that shepherds guard and protect. Shepherds will keep sheep from fighting with one another. They will protect sheep from predators coming from the outside. They will do what they need to do to make sure that sheep are properly nourished, that they are properly fed. They will call to their sheep and they will lead their sheep into green pastures. They will take them to waters, and as shepherds would throughout the ages, they would dam up the waters and the creeks upstream so that it would be still, so that lambs and sheep could drink from those still waters. So shepherds are called first and foremost to shepherd God's people, but not with the end of shepherding them unto ourselves, but rather shepherding them to Christ. Our goal is to point God's people to Christ, the chief shepherd, not ultimately to point them to us. So as pastors and elders, we have authority in the lives of God's flock, but it is a ministerial or declarative authority. It is not an absolute authority. Christ is the chief shepherd of his church, and he is the only one who has that ultimate authority with his people. And our job as shepherds is to point God's flock to Christ, to rest in him, to depend upon him, and to follow him into green pastures.
This has been Ask Ligonier with me, Nathan W. Bingham. And if you have a biblical question you'd like us to pose to one of our future guests, leave us a voicemail by calling 1-800-607-9386. You can always record that question on your smartphone and email it to us at askligoniervm@ligonier.org. And we'll be sure to include all those details in the show notes. For more information and for the archive of episodes, visit ask.ligonier.org/podcast.